Hello and welcome to the Matchday podcast, your on-the-go guide to the game. Today we will concentrate on the Reds' next clash, and that is of course against Cardiff City. So a big welcome to Nick Kopak and Gemma Thompson from the club website. Hello guys.
Hello.
Nice international break for both of you.
Very nice, very enjoyable, yeah. To be honest, it was one I think we all felt the same after the Arsenal game. Would have preferred to have kept going with,
exactly,
the United games,
yeah.
But... it's good to see the players doing well, the majority of them for their countries, come back with good results, and I think that can only feed into what we're going to do going forward now, so it can only help team spirit.
Yeah, I think that's right, what Gemma mentioned there about a lot of the players did quite well on the international break. The players involved for England obviously had a couple of defeats, but generally they were positive results for United players. And football's a lot about momentum, and usually we talk about that in terms of the team's results. A team might win a couple of games on the bounce, but I think it works as well for individuals. And if you've got individuals who have just come back from qualifying for the World Cup, like Patrice Evra and Nani, and others who have had positive results for their countries, then I think that will help them individually and personally. And there's no doubt that when they come back here to Manchester and they get back into training, they'll be positive, and we'll be ready to go, and that will carry over into United's team.
What did you make of the two England games? Obviously, with quite a lot of players involved, but of course, we didn't have Jones and Welbeck.
Yeah, disappointing for the United lads to miss out on that Jones Welbeck. Carrick obviously pulled out with an injury as well. But the others got some decent time on the pitch, and playing Germany is never going to be easy. I know it wasn't a full strength German side, and they still beat England. But I think we have to remember that England have also qualified already, and it's a friendly game at the end of the day. I know. Every manager will always want to win, and the players will want to win matches. But
if you're going to lose any games, they're the ones to lose, aren't they?
I don't think people need to read too much. I don't think losing 1-0 to Germany at Wembley means that England won't be able to do well at the next World Cup, or I don't think it changes whether or not they would have done well or not anyway. I think you can read into friendly results far too much.
The only thing I would say is that I was a bit surprised that Wayne Rooney played as long as he did in the second game. Do you think David Moyes would be happy about that, Gemma? Because he has played a lot of football.
Yeah, I think you kind of forget with Wayne. Like the old manager was always was very sort of careful about when he played Wayne. He always wanted to have him fresh throughout the season as much as he could. But he has played a lot. But then I think it's interesting, David Moyes has remarked a lot this season about how brilliant his fitness was and how well he did in pre-season. And I think maybe he started the season on a very good level of fitness, and I think he's been able to carry that on. And I think you will see David Moyes sort of pick and choose where he does use Wayne, but at the moment he's so important for us. Yeah, it would have been nice for him to have a bit of a rest sort of over the international break, but you know what Wayne's like, he just wants to play, and he'll only thrive on playing more football, really.
Yeah, I think coming into December, I think I might be wrong, but I think we may have up to 9 fixtures in December.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of games to come, and Wayne won't play them all. I know he has been playing a lot, but like Gemma says, I think David Moyes will pick and choose a little bit more over this busy period, and we'll see some of the other strikers get chances as well.
Well, thankfully for us, no more international football for about 5 months now, so that's good. So it is back to the Premier League this weekend, and of course we do travel to Cardiff City. Just talking about the momentum there before, Nick, how much of an effect do you think that will have on the players?
I think it's big. United, with 9 games unbeaten now, so a win at Cardiff will make it 10, which is, that's a very, very impressive run, 10 games without defeat. And as Gemma mentioned, after the Arsenal game, you did perhaps want to have another game coming very, very soon after that. But I don't think the international break will have still stunted our momentum an awful lot. And there are probably tougher places to go. I know Cardiff, they have a lot of very good home support in Cardiff, and they haven't played us for something like more than 35 years, I think. So they're going to be well up for United's visit.
Yeah.
But I think you put the two teams beside each other on paper, United should have the strength to beat Cardiff.
What have you made of Cardiff under Malky Mackay so far this season?
I think always coming into the Premier League is difficult, isn't it? And I think they can probably be reasonably happy. I think they're 14th in the table. So, they're doing OK. They've had a couple of positive results, you know, good win against City at the start of the season, beat their big rivals, obviously. But they haven't got a great record at home, but then Nick mentioned it before, their home support can be very important on big days like this, that it will be for them on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But United are used to playing in all kinds of atmospheres and tough atmospheres, and you know, on paper really, you'd like to think we will win this.
I remember when we went to Swansea for the first time, it was a really difficult trip. Again, it was one of those ones that you thought, well, it's Swansea, you know, they're not one of the big four teams, should win quite easily, and it was difficult. So I don't think it will be easy this weekend, but the way United have been playing, as we said, nine games unbeaten, a couple of players, yes, they missed the international break, but that may have actually freshened them up. Some of them, the injuries may, you know, they may still be out with injuries, but I think a lot of them, it was just a little niggles and you didn't want to risk them for international. So a few players will have had a bit of a break and be fresh and ready to go for this game, which is the start of a really busy period.
Well, Ian Walsh, a former Cardiff and Welsh international, has been speaking to MUTV about the club's realistic ambitions this season.
Realistic expectations are you've finished outside the bottom three, absolutely, and that is a massive success. Anything more than that, you know, it'll be a bonus. Having said that, I think there are a dozen teams that, you know, you could say will fight off those bottom three places. And Cardiff City, why not? Why can't they be a team that can finish between 10 and 15th? You never know, Swansea finished in the top 10 last season and Cardiff City promoted, and you know, you wouldn't bet against it, but it's going to be a difficult season.
I mean, you've already had some amazing games, particularly beating Manchester City here.
Well, Manchester City was just unbelievable, and to go 1-0 down to a fantastic Yaya Toure strike and then to come back, show the determination. I think that's what Malky Mackay brings to the team. I think he brings that togetherness, team ethic, work together, work hard, and then you'll get your rewards. And I think during that game, they just didn't give up and got the result. And this place was absolutely buzzing at the end of that match. You know, to think that nobody said they would get any points on that day, but they managed to get a point, and it sort of gave them a bit of a lift early on in the season.
And will you feed on the emotions and the confidence taken from that result when Manchester United visit?
I think the important thing to take from results like that is that you know you can compete at this level, albeit it might be in certain parts of the game. It might be a 10-minute spell here, a 15-minute spell there. Because they did it up at Chelsea, I was up at Stamford Bridge. Even though it was a 4-1 scoreline, you know, it was a better performance from Cardiff City than that suggested, that scoreline. So I think the result against Manchester City will give the guys a boost, give them the confidence, and hopefully they can do exactly the same to Man United as they did to Man City.
So we just spoke about injuries there just briefly before. One of the big problems might be that Phil Jones he's carrying a bit of an injury, Gemma, and of course Michael Carrick out as well. So that gives the manager a bit of a problem in midfield.
Yeah, the manager's got some decisions to make, hasn't he, in midfield? And, you know, as Nick said, he's got other games to be thinking about. You know, a really big one coming up in the Champions League. No question Michael's going to be a big miss, but, you know, it's a good opportunity for others to take their chance. Tom got some minutes, didn't he, Tom Cleverley, for England?
Yeah.
Maybe Sunday's the type of game that, you know, be a good one for Fellaini to come into.
I'd like to see Fellaini really take this chance. I think this could be his sort of moment where he becomes a Manchester United player in this period now where Michael Carrick's out. I think this I'd like to see Fellaini really, you know, kick on it and grasp this chance. And I think he's, you know, we all know he's good enough. He's played really well against United before. He's had some OK performances for us already. It's difficult coming to United. I think everyone knows that. But we've seen glimpses of what he can do, and we know from what he's done at Everton how effective he can be. So I'd like to see Fellaini really take this chance and play a lot of games now.
Another one, Anderson, maybe.
I was just going to say, we haven't seen much of him.
Yeah, and I was chatting to him the other week, and, you know, he's feeling fit. He said he's been training hard, and, you know, that driving midfielder like that we know he can be when he's on his game can really make a difference in games. And with so many coming up, it is going to be a real balancing act for the manager, but he is a good option. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's someone that a lot of people probably it may have slipped to the back of their minds, but he's a fantastic player, and as you mentioned, driving forward from midfield, he's one of the only players in our team who really carries the ball forward.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of good passers, and Michael Carrick obviously probably chief among them, but Anderson offers that something a little bit different, and teams don't always expect it, so I'd like to see him play a bit as well.
Well, maybe the manager might even think about putting Wayne Rooney in that position, but he might be silly too, because Wayne Rooney and Robin van Persie have scored 6 and assisted 6 in their last 4 games.
Yeah, they've
just
been.
What a duo.
Yeah, they've been brilliant to watch, haven't they? I think David Moyes said in one of his press conferences recently that they're a match for any pair in the world, and I think everyone would go along with that. They really look like they've enjoyed playing alongside each other this season. Not that they didn't last season, but they've just seemed to have, a year on from playing together, they've got that real understanding. And they've both been in great form and finding the net. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if he does decide to, I think David Moyes has said that he prefers to see Wayne play up front. But if he does take that option, because we are a bit light in midfield, and he might decide to give Wayne a bit of a stint there. You look at our bench, and somewhere where we are really blessed is up front, because you've got players like Javier Hernandez and Danny Welbeck. He can also do a fantastic job for us, and I've also played quite well with Robin, I think, in the past. So, again, it's a busy month, and we're going to have a lot of changes, and so I think we will see a lot of different combinations. I don't think we'll see many unchanged teams during December. I think we'll see quite a lot of changes. You don't want to make too many, but I think there'll be a steady rotation.
I really like seeing Kagawa as well. When he's moved into that position just behind the striker, in the odd games, I think Sociedad at home, for the last part of it, he's really, really made a difference. We all know, obviously, Wayne's primarily going to play in that spot, but Shinji's an option there as well, and one who could play a big part as well.
Well, Ian Walsh mentioned earlier on Cardiff's victory over Manchester City at the start of the season, and we know that for every team this is their cup final, really playing Manchester United. Do you think that will give them confidence though, knowing they've beat a big team going into ours?
Absolutely, yeah. Exactly that. If you can beat Manchester City, you'll be thinking you can beat any other team in the league, including United. And I think what we have seen from Cardiff this season is very strong work rate. They'll work incredibly hard, they'll run all day. They do have some talented players in their side as well. But I think primarily we're going to see a really passionate display from Cardiff, and with their fans backing, it could be a tricky little match.
Well, let's now hear from two players looking for a place in David Moyes' starting 11 this weekend. It's Anderson and Alexander Butner.
What's it been like around the place during the international break here?
It's good because I have 2 days off. It's good for you to talk to your family. Be relaxed, home, it's nice being like close to the family, the kids.
Yeah, it's good. You train with a small group, and you get some days off so you can go to family and friends. I've been 4 days to my family in Holland, so it's a good opportunity to go to your family.
Did you watch any of the international games while you were away?
Yeah, I watched the games when Shinji played against Holland, and I watched the game from Portugal against Sweden.
When you have Ronaldo, always make it easy. Ronaldo scored 3 goals. For me, is an amazing player. The best player in the world for me. He always was having Ronaldo, have to be relaxed because he scores all the time.
So the Premier League returns then this weekend. How do you feel the form is right now, Manchester United's form going into this weekend?
Yeah, we win now. The last couple of games we win. And we play well, I think, against Arsenal. It was a difficult game, and I think we have now the good spirit, and we want to win more games now. And I think, we can say we are back now and try to win every game now.
I think it's been better. Always Manchester starts a little bit down, but when Manchester come back is strong, because all the players have good mentality to win all the time. This, I think, is the strong in the club.
And the momentum seems to be building. You're getting wins, back-to-back wins now. And
but
it's
like everyone have to win this slowly, because the league is not finished. Just 5 points in the front, the first Arsenal and Liverpool. I think if you win like 3 games, 2 games away, I think being close or maybe can be the first on the table.
Well, good luck to Manchester United this weekend, and thanks to Gemma and to Nick. And don't forget, you can keep up to date with the champions on manunited.com, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. And we will see you again next week.